Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of Brookside Baptist Church. And I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, the seniors pastor and the counseling pastor. And we have been talking with Brother Steve Hartung the last couple of times about financial pressures in today's society. And Brother Steve, you teach the Crown Financial Ministries class that we offer at Brookside. And I'm sure you have seen a lot of folks come through that class and really be benefited by it. And God has just tremendously blessed that ministry. We've been talking about how that going through hard times, many times we realize I've got the wrong theology. I've got the wrong concept of God and the wrong concept of myself. And ownership and stewardship are issues that have come to our mind. But I think today we want to begin by focusing our attention on just diligence and working hard. And what does the Bible have to say about that?
In Colossians 3:23 and 24, we read, "And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." And so, the Bible does speak to that and tells us that, that in our work, we're to work as unto the Lord.
Sure.
That's the standard. It's not just the standard put before you by your boss.
Mm-hmm.
We have a higher standard than that. We are called to work as unto the Lord.
So in essence, even if we can get away with being lazy or slipshod or, well, that's close enough for government work, that kind of a thing, we need to understand that there is one other person looking over our shoulder, as it were, and just kind of asking us, how much of a diligent servant and steward are you being? And we need to be pleasing to his eyes, even when no other eyes are watching us.
That's right. And so this concept of stewardship that we've been talking about applies in the work area, work area also, because it's, when it comes to material possessions, we've talked about how the Lord owns the possessions and our role is to be steward over those possessions. In the work arena, we understand that the Lord provided the talent, the ability, the physical ability, the mental ability to do productive work.
Sure.
We were created to do work. Where our standard there is that we're to work as unto the Lord. We're to use these, our stewardship responsibility in the work context is fulfilled by applying our time, our talents in a manner that's pleasing to the Lord, not just pleasing to the, to the rest of culture around us or our particular employer.
Okay. So what you're saying then is if I'm faithful at my job, then any promotion that may be coming my way, that's kind of up to the Lord, isn't it? And sometimes, I know, Steve, we get frustrated because we feel like maybe somebody else got promoted that we thought we were more deserving of that position, or the promotion is just kind of not coming as quickly as we thought. Even there, our mind and our heart has to get back to the fact that it is not my boss and my boss alone that makes that decision.
That's right. If we're working as unto the Lord, we need to leave the results to the Lord. And, so when we read in 1 Chronicles 29, verse 12, in this case, both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. The concept being here that the Lord is in charge of those things. We have the responsibility to apply our talents and our effort in a manner pleasing to the Lord. That's our role as stewards. The result of the role of us being good stewards is really up to the Lord. And in some cases, he chooses to express that in terms of the work resulting in wealth, in material wealth, that he also has a purpose for, because, again, we don't own that wealth. We're to be stewards over that, too.
Mm-hmm.
And others, it doesn't lead to, to excess material wealth, if you will, that the Lord has a plan for. But it's, what it results in isn't in our control. And so it isn't for us to be, to be worrying about the result. We're not supposed to be worrying about the result. We're just supposed to be applying ourselves well, diligently, as you mentioned at the opening of the broadcast.
Right.
Diligently serving as unto the Lord. There is a caution in all of this, and that is, without that mindset, we can get so wrapped up in our work, and it's a common problem in our culture, is to be so wrapped up in our work pursuing that wealth, pursuing that material, the things of the Lord, what the Lord has in mind for your use of your time and your energy and your talents, you know, gets choked out.
Sure.
And, you know, we read about that in the parable of the sower.
Mm-hmm.
We can see that in Matthew chapter 13, in verse 7, it reads, and this is, again, as part of the parable of the sower, and it reads, "And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them." And then the Lord explains that passage then in verse 22, where he says, "Now he who receives seed among the thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful."
Right. Deceitfulness of riches. Wow.
And the pursuit of them, you know, and mm-hmm. so the time, you know, if you turn your attention to, you know, sort of work for its own sake or work for material rewards, that you might use those material rewards for yourself.
Sure.
That pursuit, we're cautioned strongly here, can just choke out our fruitfulness for the Lord. And we're not here for ourselves. We're here for the Lord, and we're called to bear fruit. And this is a strong caution that, you know, the pursuit of the one will lead to choking off the other.
Mm. And so when we consider the fact that fruit is choked out, that in essence is the only reason we're here, isn't it? According to John 15, to bear fruit.
That's right. We're here for a purpose, and that is the purpose.
You know, as we're talking about these types of things, Steve, many times I'm thinking of conversations of men, and within 5 minutes, we usually ask each other, "What do you do?" And it gets back to our identity as men and where we work and what we do. And sometimes, sad to say, it's how high on the ladder have you achieved?
Sure.
And so it can become more of a pride issue. And God always says, take heed that you don't fall if you've got a pride issue.
That's right.
And so it reminds me of a story of, I believe it was President Lincoln who was talking to one of his generals during the Civil War. And he said, "Now, we're going to be having a parade, and I know that rightfully you should ride at the head of your regiment because you were the commanding officer of that regiment during the last battle, and you guys won. But yet there's another general underneath you that really is pushing for that honor, and I'm wondering that since you are a Christian, would you be willing to give that honor up to your subordinate general?" And so this general looked at him and said, "Well, by rights, I should have that honor. But you are exactly right. Being a Christian, I should simply give that honor up, and I'll be gladly do that and would not have a problem at all doing that." And President Lincoln responded, "I'm so glad you responded that way, because I need somebody to ride with me at the head of the parade." and how often, you know, God, I think, does that, Steve, to just kind of check our attitude, to see if we are willing to humble ourselves and give somebody else the position of honor. And once he watches us do that, then what a joy it is for him to then be able to say, "I will exalt you in due time because you've humbled yourself under the mighty hand of God."
That's right.
And I think when it comes to our finances, it is very easy for us to have the deceitfulness of riches choking each one of us, and we become unfruitful. And it just reminds me of John 15, and the Bible says that we are just one of the branches on Jesus Christ, the vine, and he has chosen us and ordained that we should bring forth fruit, and that our fruit should remain. And boy, when you just stop to realize that he's looking at the entire product of our life and not just our bank account, that really puts things into perspective.
It really does. And Matthew chapter 6 can help us with that perspective also, you know, because on one hand, we're called to work and we're to apply our talents and our abilities in a faithful manner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, without regard to the, you know, how that turns out, what that in essence delivers, And then when you look to Matthew chapter 6, you know, the Lord makes real clear that, you know, in doing that, in verse 33, for example, but seek first his kingdom, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you as well. And all these things, you know, the food, clothing, and shelter, what we need
sure.
is laid out in, you know, before that passage. The Lord makes clear that if you follow my plan, sort of in my economy, and that is where I own and I provide the resources, you're the faithful steward, you faithfully apply yourself, then I'm promising to provide for you that you will, you know, you will have, you will receive what you need. And that's a promise. That's, you know, that's God's economy.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a friend of mine in Georgia that worked on a huge farm, and I didn't know it wasn't his. And later discovered that he was just a steward, and the owner allowed him to run this entire operation. But the house he lived in didn't belong to him, it belonged to the owner. The entire farm belonged to the owner. All of the fancy equipment belonged to the owner. The budget belonged to the owner. The seed for the corn, everything that this man worked with belonged to the owner.
Yes.
And he was simply the steward that every year at the end of the year would sit down with the owner, and the owner would say, well, how did we do?
And right. He would give an account.
He would give an account, and the owner was either pleased or displeased. And if he felt like he'd done a good job, then many times the ideas of that steward would be, you know, brought into consideration of making the plans for the next year. If he hadn't done a good job, then at that point, maybe his budget might be cut and some things might begin to change.
Resources pulled back, right.
And, you know, you kind of wonder, Steve, if sometimes the Lord doesn't pull back some of our resources, even though we are not giving an account yet at the judgment seat of Christ. Christ knows what we're doing with what he has provided to us.
That's right. You know, we were called to faithfully steward those possessions and those talents that he has provided. And, you know, I can't think of the passage right now off the top of my head that speaks to it. But, it is clear that we're not using the Lord's possessions, the resources, and the manner that he's provided, that we are at risk of having those pulled back.
Yeah.
No longer provided.
Right. And so it's kind of like the master who went away on a trip and gave his stewards 5 talents, 1 talent, and 3 talents, and he said, take from the man who did not use his talent and give it to the other one. And I think that's what you were referring
to. Yes,
that's it. And so, with that, we'll have to come to the end of our broadcast. We trust that it's been a blessing to you. And our prayers are certainly with you as you face these tough financial times, but facing them with a tremendous trust in God. And so, until next time, we trust you'll have just a fantastic day in the Lord.